Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Jeffrey Dahmer, Ted Bundy, the Night Stalker. These names are infamous, but do you really know what drove them to kill?
In Mind of a Serial Killer, we don't just tell you the story, we break down the psychology behind it.
Follow and listen to Mind of a Serial Killer, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk, on-demand audio.
All right, we're having a great morning here, and I have to tell you, I think it's probably important for me to point out here. I am holding a rally called the ATF Rally, Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms. We're drawing a winner in about 5 hours out at the Range St. Louis West. You can still buy tickets. That's not the ATF my next guest is talking about banning. This is the fun ATF. It's the government agency that Congressman Eric Burleson would like to see go away, and we've got him on the phone this morning. Congressman, welcome back. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Mark.
Good to have you on, my friend. It's been a while, and congratulations on your reelection.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. It was a squeaker.
Well, here's the thing, man. We've talked a lot about this, that the Republicans keeping the House and adding the Senate. I mean, there's got to be a lot of energy going into this next session.
Yeah, we still have a lot of hope. And I, you know, as someone who has only been in office for a few years, I've looked back on the times that I watched Republicans take control of all three branches and then totally blow it,
yeah,
and not get anything done. And so I feel personally a lot of tremendous, you know, stress and an understanding that we cannot let down the Republican Party. We can't let down the American people again, like previous Republican majorities have done. And so I think that what we've got that's different this time is we have a very bold president who means what he says. And you can tell in these cabinet picks that he's not going to be pushed around by Washington, D.C. anymore. And so I think it's been great to watch.
It's important.
Yeah,
I was just going to say you need people who are disruptors. I've said that more than once. If you're taking somebody who's part of the establishment and sticking them into an agency you want to change, then that's not going to happen.
That's right, and that's why you know the swamp came after him with everything they got. They failed, and now the American people have sent Trump in with a mandate. I think that these senators and the members of Congress should be reminded that Trump dragged them across the finish line to be in the majority.
Yes.
If when you look across the United States, a lot of these purple districts, Trump led the Republican senator and the Republican House member in those purple districts. He was the one leading the ticket. They are relying on his tailcoats. So they should not be standing in the way of his agenda.
Well, I hope they remember that, because I've already heard a few senators who are claiming they're gonna stand up, they're gonna do this, they're gonna do that, and you know, not give him his picks. You know, I always remind people, and I don't hear the mainstream media talk about this at all. There's all this controversy over the idea of recess appointments. Barack Obama did it 32 times. 132 House Democrats signed a letter encouraging him to make recess appointments, and now suddenly it's controversial.
Yeah, I mean, recess appointments were made by George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, James Madison. It goes all the way back. I mean, it's been done thousands of times, and yet now that we're in charge, and now that Donald Trump is coming in, they're going to start acting like this is unconventional.
Yeah.
So it's ridiculous.
I know there's a lot of talk about different things we could do as far as the Department of Education, the FDA, the CDC, and I'm excited about all of that. But how realistic is it? And then obviously, I know we're talking about the ATF in your case, but how realistic is it that we could see some of these departments be flipped on their heads?
I think that, I don't know. I've never been in this situation. I don't know that the U.S. government has been in this situation before where we're finally, we have a bold effort to try to consolidate and eliminate some of these federal branches. And I just, I don't know, having not been there before and not done that before, I can't tell you, but I can say it's not going to be easy.
Right.
It certainly is going to be very difficult. But my thought is that Donald Trump isn't running for reelection. His goal is to save America and create a lasting legacy.
Yep.
And I think that is a very powerful message, and courage can be contagious. So this idea that you've got Elon Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy along with Ron Paul, people often forget Ron Paul is part of this effort, the Doge effort,
mm-hmm.
that they're going to be putting together a massive, agenda and a plan, and then they're going to back it with money that Musk says is going to go into primaries to primary Republicans if they're not going to do their job.
I love that.
And that, I love it. You've got Trump that's providing courage, and then you've got a little bit of the stick on the back end that's providing courage.
You know, I talked yesterday about your announcement that you would like to see, hey, if we're going to start eliminating agencies that don't do a lot, how about the ATF, which has spent the last 4 years harassing small business owners and trying to run small gun shops out of business with all their paperwork and regulations? Tell me about your bill and what it would do exactly.
Yeah, it's just recognizing the reality that the ATF is an agency that doesn't have the people, it doesn't have the resources to enforce federal law, and they often are enforcing things that are not passed by Congress, that are not passed by state legislatures. They're enforcing their own new rules that they've established, and their new rules immediately make felons out of everyday Americans. When they passed the pistol brace rule, they made tens of millions of Americans a felon if they did not remove the pistol brace from their AR-15.
Right.
So this agency made tons of people felons who they changed the definition of business for sale of firearms, including the disaster that happened in March in Arkansas, where you have a guy who was a stand-up community leader, who was one of the executives at the airport. They raided his home, and it ended up in a gunfight, very similar to what happened in Ruby Ridge, if you remember that event.
Sure.
And the guy ended up being shot in the head. So you cannot tell me that this agency is a successful agency. They repeatedly violate the Second Amendment on everyday Americans. And then they have all these disaster, absolute debacles that happen from Ruby Ridge to what happened in Waco. You have the Operation Fast and Furious. This agency needs to go away, and we need to just let the states do what they are responsible for. Missouri has laws on the books to regulate firearms. Don't allow the ATF to come in and commandeer the sheriff and the police that you're paying taxes for to enforce their stupid rules that they pass in Washington, D.C. Let your local sheriff enforce the firearms and the firearms laws that are passed in Missouri by Missouri legislators.
Boy, I hope it gains some ground. It makes such common sense. Hey, before we run out of time, we're talking to Congressman Eric Burleson. All of this talk about cutting. I know Congress controls the purse strings. The president can't just eliminate money, but a lot of these department heads have a lot of, leverage on how much they spend and input. That's where the difference can be made, right? Like if you've got people that Donald Trump has picked to be the head of HHS or Department of Homeland Security, like Kristi Noem, they can go in and they can line item budget spending, can't they? Can they not do that?
No, I mean, sadly, the way this is a complete disaster, but it has been done this way since the Nixon administration. They're not allowed to withhold money. So the president is not allowed to, the governor of Missouri doesn't have to spend every dollar that's appropriated by the legislature. But that on the federal level, they have to. And that's why you see these crazy expenditures happen at the end of the fiscal cycle where they're buying, you know, lobster for their team and spending tons of money. That needs to change. We need to allow the president to use impoundment.
Yes.
To make sure that we don't spend things that are inappropriate.
Are you hopeful at all? Like, do you have any confidence that we can hold this thin majority together in the House and the Senate and actually get some of this accomplished?
You know, I think that if you there's this mentality, the traditional mentality is that and this is the way whenever I first came into politics, this is what I was told, is that you've got to, you know, be careful. Don't do anything bold. If you do, you might lose your seat. You might lose the majority. Right. And I think that the opposite is true. The truth is people expect you to do the right thing and do the bold. And that sometimes that means being courageous and doing the bold thing. And I think that people respond to courage and they respond to people who are principled. And I think if they know that you're doing it for the right reasons, they'll get behind you.
Boy.
So, and at the end of the day, if that's not the case and you're going to lose, you're going to lose. At least do something during the time in which you've got the majority.
Amen. Congressman Eric Burleson, we appreciate your time. Happy Thanksgiving to you and your family.
You too, Mark and Kim. Happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, appreciate you, my friend. Thank you for coming on with us this morning and kind of giving us an insight on that. And I don't know, he's quite cautiously optimistic, it sounds like.
I mean, I sure hope they can get some of these things accomplished. Obviously, some of the things that have been thrown out at this point have been big, you know, these
yes.
big promises. And we're all waiting to see what's going to happen, what can come to fruition. But at least one of them, I mean, like dismantling the Department of Education or, you know. In Congressman Burleson's case, it's the ATF.
The ATF, yeah.
Get more at 971talk.com.